beginning Perek Tisha Asa, the 19th Perek of Shabbos, talking about the mitzvahs of Milah and Pikuach Nefesh. Rebbe Lezer Omer, Rebbe Lezer says, Im lo hevi kli me'erev Shabbos, meviu b'Shabbos megula. He says that anything which is a preparatory step in the mitzvah of Milah, just like Milah itself is Docha Shabbos, all of these preparatory steps are permitted, and you're even allowed to carry it openly, megula. It's almost like flaunting, just to demonstrate how beloved the mitzvah is. So you're allowed to do all the preparations, even in public. Ubesakana, and when it's a time of persecution, when Jews weren't able to perform the mitzvah Milah openly, mechaseu al pi edim. You cover it, but you bring edim. You have people who are testifying to the fact that what you're carrying in your little brown paper bag under your coat in Rosh Hashanah, in a public domain, violating Shabbos, is in fact something which is necessary for a mitzvah. Rebbe Lezer says, Kors in Eitzim, you can cut wood, lasos pachamim, to make a coals or charcoal, velasos kli barzel, and to make iron vessels. All of those things you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Why? Because they're called machshire mila, the preparatory steps, the things that are essential to create mila. Now, these are not the mitzvah of mila itself. Mila itself is docha Shabbos, according to everybody, if it's an eighth-day bris in a normal situation. But these preparatory things, Rebbe Lezer includes these machshirin, even though what means they're machshir, it means that after the mitzvah is done, you still have the fire, you still have the knife. You're even allowed to make the knife on Shabbos because it's a machshire Mila. It's a preparatory step. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva says, Kol Malacha She'ef Shalasos Me'erev Shabbos, Einu Doches HaShabbos. Anything which could have been done on Friday, and you didn't do it on Friday, like bringing the knife. You could have brought the knife on Friday, and you didn't. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. It's Einu Doches HaShabbos. V'she'ef Shalasos Me'erev Shabbos. But something that was impossible to do before Shabbos, like the Mila itself, only on that day, the mitzvah is on the eighth day, Docha Shabbos, that is Docha Shabbos. Mishnah Beis, Osin Kol Tzarkei Milah B'Shabbos, you're allowed to do all of the necessary elements of Milah on Shabbos. Mo'alin, you do the Milah, Uporin, and the Priya, the pulling off of the over extra layer. Umotzitin, you do Mitzitza, removing the blood with suction. V'nosin Allah Esplanis V'chamon, and you can put a gauze on top of it. Imlo Shachak Me'erev Shabbos, and if you didn't grind up the kamon, which literally means cinnamon, it was a medicinal use. Lois Beshinov Venosin. You can even chew it on Shabbos. Now, you should chew it with your mouth, because if you can make a shinoi and it doesn't affect anything, that's fine. But even if you couldn't do a shinoi, the mitzvah of Pikuach Nefesh is, it's a mitzvah lemahadrin, to save the life, to do anything to take care of a person whose life is in danger, and that means even not doing a shinoi. Halacha lemaisa, there's a discussion about whether Pikuach Nefesh is hutra or techuya, but the practice, the practical advice is, do whatever is necessary to take care of that person's life. Don't wait if there's even a far-fetched chance of the person losing their life, if it's dangerous. Im lo tarf yayin v'shemen me'erev Shabbos, if you didn't mix wine and oil on Erev Shabbos, which was also used for medicinal purpose, yinasin zeba atmo zeba atmo. So you put them separately without doing the mixture together, because it doesn't really matter. Ve'ein osin l'chalog l'chatchila, and you shouldn't make a brand new bandage on Shabbos, because you could have done it on Erev Shabbos, and it's like a problem of, it's like misakin mana, it's making a new vessel. Avol, but you know what you do? Korech ale smartut, you can put a shmata on top of it. Im lo hiskin be'erev Shabbos, korech ale zbo umevio, v'afilu mechatzra cheretz. And if you didn't take care of that on Erev Shabbos, you can put the little smartut around your finger as a way of wearing it, and carry it from another chatzer, because it's a derech malbush. The Gemara is going to continue in the next Mishnah tomorrow, please God, about other things that you're allowed to do for the child to make sure that he's healthy after the bris milah.